Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Friday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. We got a great show for you guys coming up today. To wrap up the week, we're going to talk Texas Longhorns on the show today, the number one team in the coaches poll. Of course, they have the preseason Heisman favorite, Arch Manning, and national championship aspirations in Austin. We're going to look at the Longhorns, hoping Chip Brown can join us here in a little bit to give his thoughts on Texas as well. We're also continuing to preview the AFC North on the show today, and we're going to look at Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season as head coach of the Steelers. Is that going to change this year? We will dive in to Pittsburgh. Our guy Shane Jackson going to join us middle of the show, as he does each and every Friday. Going to talk plenty of baseball with our guy Shane, and then more preseason games coming up today, tomorrow, and on Sunday as well. We're going to do a little PJ Pick 5 with our favorite preseason bets. 1-2 in the preseason last night. Hopefully a winning PJ Pick 5, as we have all these games that we get to bet over the weekend. We'll dive into that, and then our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments, any best bets that you guys have for us. If you're listening to the show, you want to chime in with anything that you have, hit us up at the BetMGM Network on Twitch, on YouTube, or on X. And if you guys miss any part of the show, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcast. All right, let's get rolling on a Friday. Glasses in session, talking a little Texas Longhorns. And by now, everybody knows the week one showdown against Ohio State, number one versus number two, one of the biggest season opening games we have ever had. It's going to be awesome. You look at the rest of Texas's schedule, though, and definitely harder this year than it was last season. So last year, they have the road game at Michigan against a Michigan team that obviously underperformed, didn't have a quarterback the entire year. This year, they got to go on the road to Columbus and take on the Buckeyes, who on paper aren't as good as they were last season, but certainly talented enough to go back-to-back. In my opinion, they have the two best players in the sport in Caleb Downs and in Jeremiah Smith. So they're going to be a handful. Obviously, then Texas has the road trip to Florida. We know the Swamp is never an easy place to play, especially if Florida is good going in to that Week 6 matchup. Road trip at Georgia. They got to go to Athens to take on the Bulldogs. And then, of course, you got Red River against Oklahoma, who much of us think are going to be improved this season. Got to end the year against A&M as well. So there's about four or five games on this schedule this year that Texas has that you look at and you're like, I could definitely see them losing this game. Talked about it earlier in the year. I do like Texas a lot in week one. I think that's a great matchup for them. You look at Sark's track record when he has been in Austin. His teams have performed very well early on in the season. That Michigan game last year, they go into Ann Arbor, take care of business. When they played Bama in the home and home, the game in Tuscaloosa, they beat them. The game in Austin, they were 3 touchdown underdogs, only lost that game by a point. So Sark has had his teams ready to go in these early season matchups. I think he'll have them ready to go again. And then you think about the fact all that Ohio State lost. They lost their two coordinators, Chip Kelly and Jim Knowles. I think that's a really good spot for Texas going into Columbus. So I do like them in that week one game. I tell you guys what, though, that Florida game, not going to be easy. The Oklahoma game, I definitely think they could trip up. Obviously, the road game against Georgia as well. But for a team that is the favorite to win the national championship, win the SEC, I mean, you're getting them to miss the college football playoff at plus 240. And again, they're underdogs in two games this season. They're underdogs to Ohio State and they're underdogs to Georgia. If they lose both of those games, lose another game on top of it, you would think at 9-3, because they are the preseason number one, because they have Arch Manning as their quarterback, and let's be honest, that absolutely does matter because they're Texas, they still probably get in at 9-3. We have to see how the season unfolds, but I think at plus 240, man, it's worth it to take Texas. There's no way I'm buying Texas at any of these prices to win the SEC, win the national championship. I'm not betting Arch to win the Heisman Trophy because let's be honest, the reason that the prices are what they are with Texas is because Arch Manning is their quarterback. If his last name was Smith, we would not be talking about Texas the way that we are. They would not be priced that the way that they are. Extremely talented football team, no question about it. I do think their defense is going to be a little bit worse, though, this season. And offensively, the offensive line's a big question mark. They only return one starter off that O-line. They're starting two sophomores up front. The running back room is going to be fantastic. The wide receiver room is going to be awesome. You have my favorite play caller in college football and Sark as well. So a lot to like on both sides of the football. They're going to have studs all over the field, but I think you could argue that last year's team was maybe more talented than this year's team, but because Arch Manning is the starting quarterback, that's why you're getting the prices with Texas that you are. And as we know in college football too, crazy stat that the number one preseason team usually does not win the national championship. And especially now with the era that we're in with college football, 12-team playoff, it's only going to make it that much harder. Texas has to go through the gauntlet that is the SEC. It's going to be tough for them to win the whole thing. So they're obviously capable of doing it. But at these prices, I think Arch is like the fourth or fifth best quarterback in the SEC. I'm going to be real with you guys. I think he's good. But these people like Paul Feinbaum that are coming out and saying that he's like Tim Tebow, the second coming, like, let's stop, please. He's not even the best quarterback in the SEC. He's not better than Lenore Sellers. He's not better than DJ Lagway. He's not better than Garrett Nussmeier. I take all those guys over Arch. He's a nice player. But because his last name is Manning and he's getting so much hype, I just don't see how you can bet Texas in these markets. Now, the counter argument for betting Texas is obviously it's number one versus number two in week one. And if Texas wins that game, they are going to be the clear favorites to win the national championship. So if you do like Texas, that is the argument to make, is that obviously the price that you're getting now at plus 500 is probably going to go in half if they beat Ohio State for them to win the national title. Even though I do think they're going to beat Ohio State, I don't think they're going to win the national championship, and I would not bet them at that price. But man, is it going to be fun to watch Arch handle all these expectations and all this hype around him and this Texas team for the upcoming season. All right, you guys, let's talk a little Pittsburgh Steelers here on Send It In. Excuse me. And the Steelers, obviously, they had a lot going on in the offseason as well with bringing in Aaron Rodgers as their new quarterback for the upcoming season. Pittsburgh's interesting, and you're talking to a guy that, as you guys know, is a Ravens fan. I know the Steelers well, playing in that AFC North division. It's a tough team to bet because of how much respect I have for Mike Tomlin and what he's done in his tenure there in Pittsburgh. Obviously, the Steelers have never had a losing season under Mike Tomlin. There are a couple things that I don't like, though, about the Steelers this year. The first one is the schedule and how it sets up for them. Their bye week is in week 5. this season. I do not like that for the Steelers. A veteran team on both sides of the ball who usually starts fast. And the thing that has hurt Pittsburgh the last couple of years is they fade down the stretch, down the end of the season, right? They get off to these great starts, but then once we get to week 13, week 14, the injuries start to pile up. The offense isn't scoring as many points. The defense isn't generating as much turnovers. They kind of back their way into the postseason, and then they get to the playoffs, and they're one and done, and it's been that way really ever since Roethlisberger's retired. Getting that early bye week, and Pittsburgh has to play all those games consecutively. They don't play any divisional games those first 4 weeks before their bye, and then they get two back-to-back against Cincinnati and Cleveland. I think that's really tough for the Steelers for their schedule, so I don't think that's great. Then they have that stretch in the middle of their schedule from about week 10 where they have to play the Chargers to week 16 when they go up against the Lions. Chargers, Bengals, Bears, Bills, Ravens, Dolphins, Lions. That's going to be a tough stretch for Pittsburgh to deal with as well. And then the other thing that I don't really love with Pittsburgh this season is I don't know necessarily what their identity is on offense this year, right? You think about Pittsburgh, you think steel curtain, you think defense, physical football, smash mouth football. They want to be a running team. They want to run the ball against people. You draft Caleb Johnson out of Iowa. You got Jaylen Warren there. But then you get Rodgers. You trade for DK Metcalf. You bring in Arthur Smith is still there as your OC. You trade for Jonnu Smith. Like, they're making a lot of moves where I don't really know what Pittsburgh's identity is going to be this year. Do you want to be a run-first football team? Do you want to be a football team that airs it out? I don't even think Pittsburgh knows what they want to be at this point. They certainly brought in Rodgers to help them in the pass game, but for the first time in a long time, Pittsburgh has an identity crisis. When they've been going through these quarterbacks, these Mason Rudolphs, the Mitch Trubiskys, the Duck Hodges, obviously they want to run the ball. They want to take the pressure off those guys. But now you're bringing in Aaron Rodgers. Obviously, he was well past his prime, but it's like, what's the identity with Pittsburgh going to be for the upcoming season? So I think that is something that Pittsburgh has to deal with as well. But you'll look at their prices in some of these future markets. They're plus 550 to win the AFC North. I would not bet them there. Their win total is at 8.5, and the over is juice minus 120. Obviously, the market is building into the respect for Tomlin, the fact that he's never had a losing record. For them to make the playoffs is plus 140 this year. Look, I wouldn't bet the Steelers in the futures market, like I said. I would bet them week to week. I think the Steelers are a week-to-week football team that I would bet because they're an older team. The injuries are going to pile up. And again, having that early bye week, I think, is really troublesome for Pittsburgh because they've kind of been the same team the last 3, 4, 5 years. Get off to these great starts. TJ Watt's healthy. Defense is making plays. Offense is doing just enough. They're having some of that Steelers voodoo. And then it kind of all fades down the stretch. They get into the playoffs and they get smacked by the Ravens, the Bills, the Chiefs, whoever it is. Kind of feels like they could be heading that way again. But look, if there's one thing I know about Pittsburgh, when people underestimate them, when people tell them they're not good, they're not going to do something, they're not going to make the playoffs, they're not going to win the division, that's when they end up doing those things. It's one of the best organizations in all of professional sport. And they haven't had a losing season under Mike Tomlin. They are a model of consistency. All Tomlin does is win games. And now he's got a future Hall of Famer in Rodgers. I mean, on paper, they do have some talent, and their roster is very good. Now, again, injuries are going to happen, and they're not as talented as some of the top teams in the AFC, but it would not shock me if the Steelers made the playoffs again this season. They made the playoffs last year, and their team is better this year. The schedule is not as difficult in terms of the opponents. Again, I hate that early bye week, but there are things to like with the Steelers. It's just too tough of a team for me to get invested in for the upcoming season, so I'm going to pass on Pittsburgh and betting them in the futures market. I think they're a good team to bet week to week. They have a great opportunity to get off to an early start this season. They play at the Jets week one, home against the Seahawks week two, at the Patriots week three, and then they play the Vikings out in London in week four. So they can start the season 3-1. They can get off to a nice start. But again, Aaron Rodgers, it didn't work out with the Jets. He gets hurt in year one. They get off to a terrible start in year two. If they get off to like a 1-3 start this season going into that bye week, are things going to start to unravel for Pittsburgh? And is Tomlin, for the first time in a long, long time, going to lose his locker room? And is he going to have a losing season? They're going to be an interesting team. No bets for me, though, on the Pittsburgh Steelers. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. It's a BetMGM Big Fly Friday. The king of the big swing is making the best day of the week even sweeter. Here's how you can knock a bomb of a bonus bet in your account on Fridays throughout the season. Place your first home run bet of the day. Parlays now included on a player. And if they have the longest home run of the day, win your share of $100,000 in bonus bets. No opt-in necessary. Just apply your Big Fly Friday qualifying token dropped into your account to use on the first player or players you take to hit a home run every Friday. All right, you guys, let's talk some more Texas Longhorns and bring on Chip Brown, who joins us. Give Chip a follow on X at Chip Brown 24/7, and he covers Texas on Horns247.com as well. Chip, appreciate the time, man. Know you're a busy guy. Let's start with Arch Manning. And obviously, when you knew that he was committing to Texas, when he was eventually going to become the starter, it would be a big deal. Has the hype lived up to what you thought it would be? Has it even exceeded what you thought it would be? What's Arch Mania been like covering it and seeing it in firsthand as getting ready to start the season?
I mean, the hype is ridiculous. I don't think there's been another player in college football history, recent history, my 33 years covering it, who's had this much focus, attention for a guy who's had two starts. We all know the reason why. And now it's time to see what he can do on the field. I mean, his teammates talk about him as being a super prepared, great teammate, capable of, you know, making all the throws, and he's going up against an elite defense in practice every day. So, you know, all the talk is going to give way to what he can actually do on the field against the defending national champions in Ohio State on August 30th.
Yeah, we can't wait for that season opener. It's going to be a lot of fun. Chip, if you had one question mark going into this season about Texas, would it be the offensive line, the fact that they only return one starter, is replacing all those guys in the secondary? What would kind of be the position group that maybe people have questions about for Texas going into the year?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of the entire offense, just getting into sync, getting into a groove. The four new starters on the offensive line, you've got, you know, guys like Ryan Wingo, who it was talked about with reverence coming out of high school last year, much like Jeremiah Smith and Ryan Williams, but he didn't have the targets that those guys had because he was behind Matt Golden and Isaiah Bond. How does he adjust to being the alpha? You know, the tight end position, they lose Gunnar Helm, who set a single season record for catches and yards by a tight end to Texas, and they bring in Cal transfer Jack Endries, who's, you know, assimilated really well, according to his teammates. The guy's a blocker. He can catch the football. So, you know, it's really just getting these roles down and Arch getting comfortability. And that, remember, that first week against Ohio State, you're going up against Matt Patricia, who, what, you're going to go look at New England Patriots film to see what he wants to do? So they could prepare for something and get something completely different. How does Arch handle that? How do the leaders on that offense handle it? I think, you know, this team's going to be led by its defense. This has a chance to be what Ohio State's defense was last year when they led the nation, giving up 12.9 points per game.
Do you think this team, Chip, on paper is more talented this year than they were last year? Because we know how good they were last year. Obviously, number one team on the coaches' poll. You mentioned the guys that they lose, but also the guys that they bring in. On paper, do you think this team this year more talented than the one last year?
I think it has a chance to be. I mean, it's hard to lose Kelvin Banks, number nine pick overall in the draft at left tackle, and say they're going to be better. But Trevor Goosby, who does take over at left tackle, is a guy who's seen, you know, he's a junior who's seen as a guy who might have a decision to make at the end of the year. So this team has a chance to be more talented, especially if Arch can stay healthy and stay on the field. I mean, if he leaves the field, there's a question at backup quarterback. So, you know, they need health on their side. In 2005, every starter played every game except one. Brian Robinson missed one game. And, you know, health matters. Texas fans know that. Quinn Ewers knows that. So this team's got to stay healthy. But, yeah, I think they have a chance to be more talented. And I think they're going to be better on defense for sure.
You talk about, obviously, that Texas-Ohio State game, week one. It's, of course, a rematch of the college football playoff semifinal game. Has Sark, any of the players, any of the coaches, Chip, have they talked about, like, revenge being on the mind? Are they talking about new season, fresh slate, wanting to start the season 1-0? What's kind of the mindset been going into that matchup?
Yeah, I mean, I think most of the guys are looking at it as clean slate, fresh start. But DJ Campbell, their lone returning starter on the offensive line, did say it's the first stop on the revenge tour.
Yeah,
they only lost to two teams last year, Ohio State and Georgia. Texas will play at Georgia November 15th. So it's on at least one player's mind.
Yeah. Oh, man, you bring up that Georgia game, which obviously when you look at the SEC schedule at Athens, probably going to be the toughest game. Outside of that, though, Chip, which one do you think could be the trickiest? Is it the road trip to Gainesville? Is it Red River against OU? Outside of Georgia, what was the SEC game that you think could be the toughest for Texas?
Yeah, I think that stretch right there that you just mentioned, Florida, October 4th, and then OU, October 11th. That could be a tough stretch. I mean, if DJ Lagway is healthy and doing what he does, that's going to be a tough game. There's no doubt about it. And then to have to come right back and play the Red River Shootout against what should be a much improved Oklahoma team, I think that's the stretch right there that that everyone's looking at, because Texas does not play a single game at home in the month of October. And it starts off with the road trip to Florida and then going to Dallas to play Oklahoma.
Yeah, it's a really good nugget right there. Chip, before I let you go, obviously they're the favorites to win the national title. They're number one in the preseason poll. Do you think this is finally the year that the national title comes back to Austin for the first time since Vince Young and company? Do you think they get it done this year?
It's possible. I mean, I don't think they're the number one team right now, but I think they could play their way into it. You know, I think they'll be a better team, obviously, in week six than they will be in week one, because the offense will have probably gained its rhythm. And so, you know, I think by the end of the season, again, if they stay healthy, I think Texas will be right there. I think they'll be, you know, contending for that national championship, and we'll see if they can close the door.
We will, man. Going to be fun to watch Arch Manning and company this season. Chip Brown, give him a follow on X at ChipBrown247. Make sure you guys check out Horns247.com as well. Chip, know you're a busy guy, man. Appreciate the time. Have a great season. Hope to talk again soon.
You got it.
All right, thanks a lot, Chip Brown. Great stuff there. Talking Texas. Let's go to our next guest now. We're going guest to guest, hopping to our guy Shane Jackson, who, as always, joins us each and every Friday. Make sure you guys are following Shane on X, at By Shane Jackson. Does a great job as a BetMGM writer. Shane, let's talk a little baseball, my friend. We got a full slate today on this Friday. What are some of your favorite plays that you like?
Yeah, I'll try to keep this brief since we have some fun things to discuss and nobody really cares about the AL Central, but I like the under in the Royals Twins. The Royals team total has been a good underplay this year, and I think that trend should continue against Joe Ryan. Ryan is 7-0 with a 1.30 ERA and 9 career starts against the Royals. And Seth Lugo on the other side. I like that in a pitcher's matchup as well.
All right, very good. So there's a play there from our guy Shane Jackson. You said we got some fun stuff to mention. We sure do. I want to talk to you about some of these division weight races, some of these wild card races that we have. And we'll start with the Yankees, Shane, because obviously it's been a tough stretch for New York. Judge was a little banged up. He's back. This bullpen has not been good for them lately. They're only 1.5 games up right now on Cleveland and Texas. Do you think the Yankees make it into the playoffs, or would you bet them to miss the playoffs?
I actually already did bet the Yankees missed playoffs before the season, so I had a juicy number. And so obviously I'm rooting against the Yankees in this position. Right now, FanGraphs has them at 83% to make it. But I do think there is a real chance the Yankees do miss the playoffs, and here's why. The Yankees have the 24th best record since June 1st. They're 28th and 5th over that span, ahead of only the Nationals and the Rockies. This isn't just a recent slump by New York. They haven't been the same team since the spring. And I think we've also seen this movie before. FanGraphs gave the Twins an 84% chance of making the playoffs this time last year, and they didn't make it. The Giants had about a 77% chance on this date 2 years ago before they were passed by the Diamondbacks as well. It feels like we've always seen one team choke down the stretch. For this to happen, you really have to have a couple of division rivals to pass you. And in this case, in the AL East, we have that in the Blue Jays and the Red Sox already passing the Yankees in that respect. So, yeah, I think there's a real chance that the Yankees could miss the playoffs. I mean, obviously, they have to fight off the Guardians and the Rangers. I would prefer the Rangers of the two. But again, don't overlook the Royals. They have a pretty soft schedule over the next couple weeks as well. They could be firmly in this mix in a couple weeks.
You mentioned the Rangers, Shane, and the AL West is starting to get good. Houston is so beat up. It's like they're trotting out a Triple-A team every night, just about, with all the injuries to their lineup. Seattle's right on their necks. They're 1.5 games back. Who do you like in that AL West? Still Houston for you, or would you take a shot with Seattle or Texas?
Yeah, I remember I was talking about this race like right away when Josh Naylor was traded, and I actually liked and took the Mariners at the time because I thought they offered better odds. That remains my position now as they pulled in within a game and a half. Obviously, we want to make sure Josh Naylor is healthy long-term as he got kind of pulled out of the game last night, I believe. But Pecota right now projects Seattle as a slight edge over Houston. So I think even their current plus money price for the Mariners is still appealing to me. I mean, the Seattle team that can hit has my attention in any futures market, but especially in the AL West. The Mariners are 6 in WRC plus so far this season. That's 7 spots higher than the Astros. Right now, they split the season series at 5-5, so I think that puts a lot of pressure on that final series in September in Houston. You would think that gives the edge to the Astros, but Seattle's actually performing better on the road. So of the two, I prefer the Mariners kind of in this race from an odds perspective, but also just I think I would make them a slight favorite.
Yeah, Astros -115 right now. BetMGM, Seattle right behind them at +125. Shane, what about in the NL West, man? This division, I think, could be really interesting. Dodgers are two games up on the Padres, but what a trade deadline San Diego had getting Mason Miller, J.P. Sears, Ryan O'Hearn, Ramon Liriano. They really have no holes in their roster. Michael King's getting ready to come back and start games for them as well. I mean, they look as good as any team in baseball. Do you think it's going to be enough, though, to catch the Dodgers in the NL West?
Yeah, the previous two questions, I felt good about my prior position. I don't feel good about my prior position in this case because I faded the Padres before the season. That was not the correct stance to have, obviously. I do think there's probably slight value on the Padres NL West odds. FanGraphs makes them 17.1% to win the division. But I'm in no rush to fade the Dodgers in this aspect. And here's why. Los Angeles led San Diego by 2.5 games in this division on this exact date last year. And then the Dodgers really kicked it into high gear. They went 19-8 in August, 16-10 in September. You could see the Dodgers doing a similar thing this year as they get more healthier. If you are going to fade the Dodgers, I think you would actually do it in a different market. BetMGM offers a market of which team will lead Major League Baseball in wins. And right now, the Brewers have a slight edge with 4 more wins. Cubs and Blue Jays, they offer even better odds. I think there's other ways to fade the Dodgers as opposed to the NL West race, where I think you're going to get similar odds on the Padres here in another week or so.
Love it. Great stuff, as always, from our guy Shane Jackson. Give him a follow on X at @ByShaneJackson. Does a great job. BetMGM writer. Shane, always appreciate it, my friend. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely, guys. All right, let's talk some NFL preseason, a little PJ Pick 5. We'll go through these rather quickly here as we are a little short on time. We'll start with the first play. We'll go Lions-Falcons under 33.5 tonight in their preseason game. It looks like Easton Stick and Emory Jones are going to be the primary quarterbacks tonight for the Atlanta Falcons. Detroit obviously already has that one preseason game under their belt, playing in the Hall of Fame game. Not a lot of starters are going to play tonight. You have a defensive head coach in Raheem Morris and obviously two new coordinators on Detroit still trying to figure out the chemistry with their teams. Think it's going to be an ugly, sloppy game. Give me the under 33.5. Cowboys-Rams, let's take the over 33.5 in that matchup. Brian Schottenheimer's had some interesting quotes so far during training camp and getting ready for this preseason game. They're keeping it very vanilla. They're not showing too much. And when a team's keeping things vanilla, especially on the defensive side of the ball, I'm taking the over. Give me Rams-Cowboys over 33.5. Chiefs -2.5 tonight against the Cardinals. We all know how Andy Reid likes to operate in the preseason. He plays his starter. He plays his starters in the first quarter. He's a big believer of that. Funny how he does that. Not a lot of other coaches do. Maybe they should follow Big Red. I'm following a -2.5. Give me Kansas City against the Cardinals. Jets +3 against the Packers. Aaron Glenn, man. is the reason I'm making this bet with the Jets. I think his team is going to be fired up this entire preseason, ready to go. You got a bunch of guys on both sides of the ball trying to win jobs, trying to make the team, and he's trying to change the culture. And they're going to play starters at some point in this game, maybe for a series or two, for a quarter. We're taking the Jets +3. And then give me Shedeur Sanders and the Browns +6.5 against the Panthers. Man, I want Shedeur to pop off tonight. I want him to play so well so that Twitter loses their absolute minds as we're getting ready the rest of preseason. I think he's going to play pretty well. We obviously saw two teams yesterday as 6.5-point dogs. The Eagles and the Ravens both win outright. We'll take another 6.5-point dog tonight with the Browns against the Panther. That's a lot of points in a preseason game. So that's our pick five. Lions, Falcons under, Cowboys, Rams over, Chiefs -2.5, Jets +3, and the Browns +6.5. All right, let's get into our favorite plays of the day as we wrap up the show and wrap up the week here on Send It In. Manny Machado facing an old friend, Walker Buehler. Obviously spent all those years with the Dodgers. Now he's with the Red Sox. We got Padres Sox tonight. Machado, good history against Buehler. 10 for 31 in his career. So we'll take Manny against Walker Buehler as our play tonight in Going Streaking. We have Sagano on the mound for the Orioles tonight going up against the A's. The total in the game is 10. You got some hot weather out in Baltimore tonight. We're going to take the Yerfy -125. Whenever Sagano's on the mound, love betting the Yerfy. We're going with that tonight against the A's. Jets +3, my dog of the day in Aaron Glenn, we trust. Give me the Jets +3. I think they come to play tonight. I think they win that game outright. And then best bet, the last time we're going to see Clayton Kershaw against Max Scherzer, two Hall of Famers, two of the best of their generation. Going at it one more time. Give me Kershaw and the Dodgers -140 tonight against Max and the Blue Jays. Thanks again to Chip Brown, Shane Jackson for joining us on the show today. Hope you guys have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.